This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report, the USDA quarterly stocks report. USDA estimated quarterly corn stocks at 2.14 billion bushel, which was 153 million bushel less than a year ago, but 139 million above the average trade estimate of 2.01 billion. Sometimes what the trade is actually thinking is different from the average trade estimate, and I think the trade was looking for a number under 2 billion bushel. That made the USDA number seem bearish. The test for corn will come in the October crop production report. I'm skeptical that the USDA September corn yield of 181.3 bushel per acre will be realized. USDA also adjusts harvested acreage in their October report, and there should be a downward revision to account for the drowned out acres in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. The overall trend is for declining corn stocks and carryover. Storage typically pays in years when that is the case. The poor soybean market will push some acres to corn and wheat, but the corn market will actually need them. We have also had an unusual string of trend line and above U.S. corn yields, so that each year we have one, it makes another the next year less likely. I think that the continuation low was put into the corn market in July by the September contract and was retested this month by the December contract. This was an important 40-week cycle low, so there should be better prices in the future this cycle. We have more cattle, pigs, and broilers on feed with strong meat demand generated by the general economy job strength. U.S. corn is also most competitively priced in the world market right now. It has so far ducked a bullet from the trade wars. China is likely to boost corn consumption as they reduce soy consumption, so will draw down their corn stocks and begin importing more feed grain from somewhere, creating indirect demand for U.S. corn exports. Canada, Argentina, and Brazil will all boost soybean production to the expense of corn production because of the premium for non-U.S. origin soybeans being paid by China. Canadians should plant everything to soybeans for China and buy their corn from us. The weak link in corn demand is from Trump RIN waivers undermining the RFS. He wants still lower RIN values for refiners, which will further undermine the RFS before he will follow through on his promise to issue the E15 vapor waiver. Given cheap corn and high gasoline prices, ethanol competes well in the marketplace, but that doesn't matter to refiners who want to sell petroleum. That was the purpose of the RFS, to protect market access. And FAPRI says that Trump RFS policy is undermining it, all the while he claims otherwise. I question that if retailers are not blending ethanol now, why E15 will matter to them. Trump's trade war is responsible for tariffs that harm ethanol and DDG exports. The ethanol industry needs Senator Chuck Grassley back on the job. USDA increased their assessment of last year's soybean crop, raising its production estimate by 19.1 million bushel to 4.418 billion bushel. That increase follows all the way through to stocks. The slowdown in exports due to the trade war with China also contributed to a 136 million bushel increase in quarterly soybean stocks from last year to 438 million. USDA is also likely to increase their estimate of 2018 soybean production, which will head further to the already ballooning carryover. It will try to get close to 1 billion bushels as the trade war continues. I think that China will do whatever it takes to not buy soybeans from us to reach the next Brazilian crop. They're planting early in Brazil under favorable conditions. The rainy season got started early, which will help them. Canada, Brazil, and Argentina will all buy some U.S. soybeans, which they will process in replacement of soybeans that they grow that they will sell to China, but it is not enough to tip the scales. I do not think the soybean market lows have been made yet. The tariff aid payment will cover some of this year's losses, but they already told us that it was a one-time-only deal. Next year's projected corn and soybean margins look pretty bleak, with the University of Illinois bluntly saying that rented land will not turn a profit in 2019. Basis is eroded along with the markets. The only solution here is for an end to the trade war, and there's no reason to expect that. This will do unbelievable long-term damage to U.S. soybean growers. Think of it like a union strike. They go on strike and go for months and months without pay, and then get a 50-cent raise. It doesn't come close to making up for all the wages that they lost in the interim. I believe that Trump's trade war will work out just like that for U.S. farmers. They will never get these losses back. I don't think they'll even get the raise. Markets lost will stay lost. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.